The following is a clause on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 8th Chapter, Text Number 25, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on October 5th, 1974, in Mayapur, India.
Translation. I wish that all those calamities would happen again and again, so that we can see you again and again. For seeing you means that we will no longer see repeated births and deaths.
Vipada santuta sasat tatra tatra jagadguru bhavatu darsanam jatsa apunat bhavadarsanam. So, people do not know this philosophy, apunat bhava darsana. Punat bhava, bhutta bhutta praliyat. The rascals, they cannot understand what is our real difficulty or suffering. Murhas, therefore murhas, they do not know it. What is our actual suffering. We understand Bhagavad Gita, na jayate, na mriyate, that this living entity is never born, never dies. This information we get, very simple information. We are taking information from whom? Krishna, Jagadguru, the Supreme Guru. The original Guru. Guru means Krishna's represented. A Guru cannot be manufactured. Guru means Krishna is Jagat Guru. And one who speaks on behalf of Krishna, or one who speaks as Krishna says, he is Guru. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Amar Aggai Guru Hai. You just become Guru on my order. You cannot become guru automatically without following the order of Jagat Guru, the government servant. Who is government servant? Who is strictly following the government order. That is government servant. Anyone can say, I am government servant. No? How you can be? Simply, guru means who is following the principles given by the Jagat Guru, there is Guru. So, the principle, what is that principle? Sarva dharman parityajya mamekam saranam bhaja. This is principle. You give up all these nonsense activities, simply surrender. So one who has surrendered to Krishna fully, no other business, he is Guru. This is the definition of Guru. There is no difficult to understand who is Guru. One who follows strictly the principles laid down by Jagat Guru, he is Guru. So, the Jagat Guru says, because we have to learn everything, especially spiritual subject matter, from Guru. Tad vijnanartham sa gurum. Eva avyachet. This is the injunction of the Veda. If you want to understand Brahma, athāta Brahma jigyāsa, this life, human life, is meant for inquiring about the absolute truth. Athāta Brahma jigyāsa. This is not meant for any other purpose. This life, any life, there is no question of inquiring about where shall I eat, where shall I sleep, where shall I have sex, how shall I be saved from fear. There is no such question. This is already arranged. These things are already arranged even for the birds and beasts. They are also living, they are also eating, they are also sleeping, they are also having sex life. They also defend them from danger. So, by nature, the arrangement is already there. So, only thing is difference, then in other life, there are 8,400,000, so 80 million. 8 million lives, they do not know except these things. And out of the 4 million, 8,400,000 human species, so mostly they are like animals. So unless one comes to the Vedic civilization, he is not human being. He's not human. So, when one comes to the Vedic principle, then the question is, Athātha Brahma Jigyāsa, Vedānta Sutra says, now you have come to the real platform, you inquire about Brahma. Jigyāsu Sri Uttamam, Tasmāt Gurum Prapadvita, Jigyāsu, when one is inquisitive, to inquire about the higher level questions, Brahma Jigyāsa, then he requires a guru. Tasmāt Gurum Prapadvita, you are now inquisitive about understanding higher level knowledge, so you must go to a guru. Tasmāt Gurum Prapadvita, who? Jigyāsu Sri Uttamam. Uttamam. Uttamam means that which is above this darkness. This whole world is darkness. So, one who wants to go above darkness. Tamasi mā jyotir gamā. The basic injunction is, don't keep yourself in darkness. Go to the light. That light is Brahma, Brahma Jigyāsa. So one who is inquisitive, uttama, udgata tamat jasmat, udgata tama, tama means ignorance. So in the spiritual world, there is no ignorance, jnana. The Mayavadi philosophers, they simply say jnana, jnanama. But jnana is not stereotyped. There is varieties of jnana. Just like in Vrindavan, there is jnana, but there is varieties. Somebody wants to love Krishna as servant. Somebody wants to love Krishna as friend. Somebody wants to appreciate Krishna's opulence. Somebody wants to love Krishna as father and mother. Somebody wants to love Krishna as conjugal lover, as paramour. Never mind. So, somebody wants to love Krishna as enemy, just like Kamsa. That is also Vrindavan Leela. He is always thinking of Krishna in a different way. How to kill Krishna? Putana, she also apparently came as lover of Krishna to offer her breast for sucking, but the internal desire was how to kill Krishna. But that is also taken indirect love. Indirect love. Annayat. So, Krishna is Jagadguru. He is the original teacher. And that teacher is teaching personally in the Bhagavad Gita. And we rascals, we do not take the lesson. Just see. Therefore, we are moodhas. Anyone who is unfit to take the lessons given by the Jagadguru, he is moodha. Therefore, our criterion, test tube is, if one does not know Krishna, if one does not know how to follow Bhagavad Gita, we immediately take him as a rascal. Never mind, he may be Prime Minister, he may be High Court Judge, no. No, he is Prime Minister, he is High Court Judge, still Mura, yes. How? Maya, Pritagyana. He has no knowledge of Krishna. He is covered by Maya. Maya, Pritagyana. Asuri, Bhava, Masuri. Therefore he is Mura. So straightly pitch, of course, you may say all these things in soft language, just to not to make any agitation. But anyone who does not accept Krishna as the Jagat Guru and does not take his lessons, he is a rascal, just like this Mura in Jagannath Puri. He says that you take next path, then you can. That is Mura, taking as a rascal. Why? He is Jagat Guru, he also says, I am Jagat Guru. But he is not Jagat Guru. He has not even seen what is Jagat. He is a frog. And he is claiming Jagat Guru. So, he is Mura. Krishna says, he is Mura because he has not taken the lessons given by Krishna. Krishna personally says, Mang hi partha bapasrita, jepishu papajonaya. Papajoni. Those are born in the family of mlechhas, javanas, or the sapachas. They are called papajoni. But Krishna says, even they, the born in the papajoni, jatha bijam jatha jani. The father is the bijam. He gives the seminar, and mother is the source of birth. So, combination of father, mother, the papa joni, therefore joni. Joni means source of birth. So Krishna says, papa jonaya, plural number. Jonaya. Joni, this word, shabda. So, the plural number, jonaya. There are many different types. That is also mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam. What are that? Kirata, Hunanda, Pulinda, Pukkasa, Abhira, Samba, Jabana, Hasadaya, Jenni, Chupava. These are mentioned, papajani. And less than them, if there are still papajani, Suddhanti, Jadupasraya, Sraya, if such persons take shelter of a pure devotee, he is Siddhanti. This is the Shastric injunction. He becomes purified because the pure devotee knows how to purify the papajoni. He knows. That rascal is not a pure devotee. He does not know. Therefore he thinks unless the birth is changed, how one can be purified. He does not know the process. Therefore, Shastra says that the Mayavadis, rascals, they should not become guru. Because they do not know how to purify the disciple. The Mayavadi rascals, they do not know. They think after changing this body, one becomes purified. No. Therefore, Shastra says that Satkarma Nipuna Vipra Mantra Tantra Visharada. A person, Vipra Brahman, is expert in six kinds of Brahminical business. Sat karma. Sat means six, and karma means activity. Sat karma Nipuna Vipra. Nipuna, very expert. He knows all the Brahminical activities. What is that? Patan, patan, jajan, jajan, dan, pratigraha. He knows, he is educated. Brahman means pandit. He is personally educated and he educates others. That is Brahman. Brahmana does not keep himself educated. That education, that means he is Brahmana. He makes others also Brahmana. That is Brahman. Not that I remain Brahmana. I remain Vaishnava and others may suffer. No. potan, patan. Hmm? He must educate others. That is the business of Brahman. Paradukkadukki. That is Vaishnav. Vaishnav means who is unhappy by seeing others unhappy. Just like Prahlad Maharaj. Suchi tato bhimukha chetasa maya sukhaya bharamad bhutu bhimura. My Lord, so far I am concerned, I have no problem. Naivat udviji para durattaya vaitaranya. This vaitaranya, this ocean of nisance, what is explained here as punarbhava. This is nisance, ocean, again and again swimming. If you perpetually remain in the ocean, and if you have to perpetually struggle for swimming, because in the ocean you have no shelter. Land is your place. But if you are placed in the ocean, you may be very expert swimmer, but that does not mean that you are happy. You can go on struggling, swimming, very expert, but that does not mean happiness. Similarly, here, in the ocean of nisance, all these rascals are swimming. They're making plans to become happy. But they are not happy. That's a fact. They can try to become happy. That is natural. Everyone unhappy, he wants to become happy. That is called struggle for existence. But they do not know accept this, the Darwin's theory, because he's a rascal. He thinks that the struggle is the only business. His only observation is that the struggle is the only business, survival of the fittest. But he does not know how to become fit. He does not know. That is mentioned here. Apunar bhavadarsanam. That is fitness. No more struggling. Struggling stop. That process is not known. So, this is the lack of knowledge at the present moment. We do not take instruction from the Jagat Guru, Krishna, and still we are M.A. Ph.D., Dr. Frog, so this will not help. This will not help. He must know that this maya, that's like a police. Police business is to give trouble to the criminal so that he can understand the government is most powerful. I cannot violate the rules and regulation of the government. This is police business. If you follow, if you obey the government's rules and regulations, then police has nothing to do with you. Police maybe, police department maybe. Similarly, māme mājaprapadyante, if you surrender to Krishna, māyā me tāṅ tarante, this māyā has nothing to do with you. There may be māyā, hundreds of māyā, thousands of māyā. That doesn't mean that māyā will bother you. Therefore, one who is Krishna conscious, advanced in Krishna conscious, he is not bothered with sex life. That is the prime factor of disturbing. Jadavadhi mama chitta Krishna padara vindaya nava nava dhama dantumar tadavadhi batanari sangamish marjumane the Jamunacharya says. Since I have dedicated my life to Krishna and I am getting more and more happiness by serving Him, since then, whenever I think of sex life, I spite on it. Because Maya cannot touch it. This is the test. Jadavadhi mama chitta Krishna padaravinda. You haven't got to ask anybody whether I am advanced in Krishna consciousness. Do you give me certificate? You can have your certificate by yourself, whether you have no more any desire for sex life, that's all. Not that he has become impotent. If required, he can give birth to hundreds of children, but he doesn't like. That is the certificate. And so long we'll have any such material desire, then Krishna is so kind, he'll give a chance to take birth again. Therefore, the aim should be real happiness is apunar bhava darsana. Apunar bhava. This is going on. The Jagadguru is teaching. Na jayate mriyate eva. It requires little intelligence. That Krishna, the Jagadguru, is teaching that living entity is never born and never dies. So why I am taking birth and I am dying? This much intelligence they have got. Because they do not take the instruction of the Jagadguru, he is describing na jayate na mriyate eva kadachit. Kadachit at any time. Not that in the past he was dying. Krishna says again in the second chapter that all these soldiers and kings who have assembled there, so also you and me, we existed in the past, we are existing now, and we shall continue to exist in the future. Therefore, kadachit. Kadachit means at any time. Any time means past, present and future. Time has got three factors. So at any time, kadachit means any time, the living entity is never born, never dies. If this is the fact, why you do not think? Then why I am dying? I must have to die. Death is as sure as anything. So they have no even sense. They are so animalistic. There is an animal. He does not know that death can be avoided. So the animal civilization. This very question. And the Bhagavad Gita, Jagadguru is teaching that try to understand this fact. First of all, this is beginning of Bhagavad Gita. Tatha dehantara prak. Viras tatanamaya. So there is no death, but you change your body, just like you change your garment, you change your shirt and coat. Similarly, you change your body, but the thing is that this changing of body is not very happy task. Today I am American, very happy, but tomorrow if I change my body, I become a dog. Or even cow in America, I will be sent to slaughterhouse. So changing a body is very risky. You American human being or Indian human being, anyway, you have got protection, but as soon as you change your body, American cow, then you are for slaughterhouse. Is it not a fact? So change of body is very risky. Therefore, Kunti says, apunar bhava darsanam. Krishna, by seeing you, I can stop this again and again birth and death. Therefore, let all the dangers remain so that we always seek to see you, because we have no other shelter. Whenever we are in danger, we simply ask your favor. That is our business. So, Krishna was taking farewell from Kunti to go back to Dwarka. So, that was the lamentation of Kunti. Krishna, you did so much for us. You saved us so many, from so many dangers. Now, because we are situated in our position, we have got the throne, we have got the kingdom, but you are going away. No, I don't want. Vipada santu. Let us remain in danger always. Don't go. Please don't go. I prefer to remain in vipada. This is Kunti's case. I prefer. Because let there be all kinds of dangers in this life. But when I see you again and again, I advance. I advance in what? Apunar bhavadarsana. That I will not have to take birth again. So let there be dangers always, so that I can see you again and again, so that this business of taking birth and death again and again be finished. Just like you have got a dangerous boil, you are applying so many medicine, but it is not curable. Doctor said you have to go, surgical operation. So that will be very troublesome, before. But an intelligent person will say, yes, you do it, so that this trouble may be finished. So, Kunti wants that again and again all these dangers may be repeated, so that we can think of you, we can see you, so that no more this life of repetition. But these people, they do not know. This is the real unhappiness. Bhutta bhutta praliyate. These rascal civilizations, they do not know. They are taking risks of again and again taking birth.